You will hear an interview with a life coach called Mel Candy, who helps people to achieve a work-life balance. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Mel, you're a life coach, which means you help people improve the way they live their lives. You specialise in achieving a work-life balance, don't you?
Right. The most frequent complaint from clients is that they're too busy. Some high-powered managers love that, and they're successful at making free time too. But for others, no matter what their position, it's a problem. They recognise there must be something they can do about it. That's why they approach me. I think they expect me to pick a number and say, you should only be spending X number of hours at work, but it depends what's best for the individual.
Do people who work from home find it more difficult to switch off?
Definitely, especially those who live alone, because it's tempting to work late. For these people, it's essential to get out and have some contact with others every day. The more time you spend on your own, the harder it becomes to hold a conversation when you do see someone. You can spend too much time inside your own head without realising it, and that isn't healthy.
What's your opinion of multitasking?
Trying to do more than one thing at a time. Sounds great, doesn't it? Saving time by making a business call while you're eating your lunch at your desk. I used to think I was really good at this, but when I read some groundbreaking research, I realised it was actually counterproductive. My brain couldn't cope with constant switching between activities. It's better to do one task at a time.
So what's the expert solution to achieving work-life balance?
Work can become all important. I get clients to turn that around. Let life become the important thing. I know you can't necessarily get work done faster, but those who successfully achieve a work-life balance put family occasions and important dates in a diary and stick to them. That's where I come in. Sitting down and getting people to consider not just what they've got to do today, but in the next few weeks or months.
What do people find most difficult when they're trying to achieve a balance?
Putting the fear of losing out to one side, thinking exciting things are happening and they aren't there to experience them. And people feel guilty if they don't respond to an email straight away, even though people don't usually expect you to answer immediately.
Have you picked up any good tips from clients?
Yes, I have. I never used to leave the house if everything wasn't in its rightful place. Then a client I was helping told me she'd realised it wasn't a sign of failure if she left the house a little untidy when she went out to work. She said she'd rather spend her free time on the golf course than tidying up. I adopted her approach, and although I can't exactly advise other people not to do their cleaning, it saved me half an hour a day.
How do you know when you've achieved a work-life balance?
I feel energetic and I want to get out there and do things, both personally and professionally. I don't sit there at my desk wishing I was in front of the TV chilling out. As long as I don't feel overwhelmed by work and uncomfortable with the amount I have to do, that's balance for me.
Thanks, Mel.
Now you will hear part four again.
Mel, you're a life coach, which means you help people improve the way they live their lives. You specialise in achieving a work-life balance, don't you?
Right. The most frequent complaint from clients is that they're too busy. Some high-powered managers love that, and they're successful at making free time too. But for others, no matter what their position, it's a problem. They recognise there must be something they can do about it. That's why they approach me. I think they expect me to pick a number and say, you should only be spending X number of hours at work, but it depends what's best for the individual.
Do people who work from home find it more difficult to switch off?
Definitely, especially those who live alone, because it's tempting to work late. For these people, it's essential to get out and have some contact with others every day. The more time you spend on your own, the harder it becomes to hold a conversation when you do see someone. You can spend too much time inside your own head without realising it, and that isn't healthy.
What's your opinion of multitasking?
Trying to do more than one thing at a time. Sounds great, doesn't it? Saving time by making a business call while you're eating your lunch at your desk. I used to think I was really good at this, but when I read some groundbreaking research, I realised it was actually counterproductive. My brain couldn't cope with constant switching between activities. It's better to do one task at a time.
So what's the expert solution to achieving work-life balance?
Work can become all important. I get clients to turn that around. Let life become the important thing. I know you can't necessarily get work done faster, but those who successfully achieve a work-life balance put family occasions and important dates in a diary and stick to them. That's where I come in. Sitting down and getting people to consider not just what they've got to do today, but in the next few weeks or months.
What do people find most difficult when they're trying to achieve a balance?
Putting the fear of losing out to one side, thinking exciting things are happening and they aren't there to experience them. And people feel guilty if they don't respond to an email straight away, even though people don't usually expect you to answer immediately.
Have you picked up any good tips from clients?
Yes, I have. I never used to leave the house if everything wasn't in its rightful place. Then a client I was helping told me she'd realised it wasn't a sign of failure if she left the house a little untidy when she went out to work. She said she'd rather spend her free time on the golf course than tidying up. I adopted her approach, and although I can't exactly advise other people not to do their cleaning, it saved me half an hour a day.
How do you know when you've achieved a work-life balance?
I feel energetic and I want to get out there and do things, both personally and professionally. I don't sit there at my desk wishing I was in front of the TV chilling out. As long as I don't feel overwhelmed by work and uncomfortable with the amount I have to do, that's balance for me.
Thanks, Mel.
That is the end of part 4.